good.
Hold on, did anybody know if I feel them?
Today is December 30, 2024, the time of the AM. We're in regular session of the Upper County Commissioner's Court. Everybody's here, so I'm going to declare that we do have a quorum present. And we're having this meeting today because the county officially will be closed tomorrow and New Year's Day. All right, we're going to start off with a word of prayer led by Commissioner Jean Dolly. Following that, we'll be letting the pledges to both flags by Commissioner Justin Nichols.
Heavenly Father, we love you and praise you, and we give you thanks and praise for all the things that you have done for us in this past year. We're so grateful for your blessings and for your lead and for your guidance. And we're asking you, dear Lord, in this new year to continue to lead and guide us, for without you, we're lost and blind and stumbling. Heavenly Father, our trust is in you and our belief is in you. And Lord, we pray this day that you be with this court. Help us to do what is right and best for the citizens of Upshur County. Help our decisions to be made in love and in gratitude for all the things that the citizens have done for this county. Father, we also never want to forget the people who serve us 24/7. We pray, God, that you protect our military, our law enforcement, our first responders, our firemen, the people that put their lives on the line for us every day, 24/7. We're thankful for them, and we thank you for protecting them. Lead us now and guide us in all the things that we do. We pray and ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to you, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Okay, we need to remind everybody present that the swearing-in will be New Year's Day at 11 a.m., which will be Wednesday, and we decided to do that down in the courtroom at the Justice Center. That's about all we had available. So anybody that's getting sworn in, you can pick your choice of any person, a notary, on up to give you the oath. First time I took an oath, my baby son gave it to me. He was a notary. But get your bonds ready to be filed too, and bring your oath with you. That'll be New Year's Day at 11 a.m. Okay. Anything on citizen comments?
No, Judge.
No? Okay. Number three, consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of previous meetings, B, payroll changes, C, the payroll, D, budget amendments, E, accounts payable, and to accept the following documentation, if any, for recording: auditor's reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates, state and county taxes summary, refund of overpayment or erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Motion for approval on line three, items A through F.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve items 3A through F. Is there any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number four, I'll wait till the bottom because the clerk is in and out over here. His meeting starts at 9, so that's why he's normally here about 10:30. He may have to rush to beat us today. Okay, number five, has anybody heard from Bobby Baker?
I've talked to Bobby Baker about the veterans' grave, cemetery that they're going to be establishing over in Harrison County. I'll kind of read what he sent to me. He said, "The Texas Veterans Cemetery, which will be coming to East Texas, will be located close to Hallsville, actually on the south side of I-20. A family is donating 64 acres with another 24 acres probably going to be added in the future. This will be manned by local people hired by Harrison County with the funds coming back from VA grants. Now, it may take about 3 years before this comes to being, but the closest veteran cemetery right now to us is in Louisiana, and the others are in Dallas and Killeen." So this is, he went to a meeting, and this is what he found out that's happening here. And so Bobby's been pushing for this. He's our veterans officer that works with us. He has been working on this for quite some time, that we'd have a veteran cemetery close to this area. And looks like he has been successful, and I'm sure thankful for it, for I know a lot of our veterans that are having to be buried over Louisiana or Dallas, people have a long way to go to visit their grave. And I'm thankful for that.
We're lucky we have Mr. Baker working for us. If there's any man ever met him, didn't like him, I haven't met the person. That's quite a compliment. Some of us got chewed on just a little bit about even appointing a veterans officer, because people thought we don't need one. But they meet him and they think, good call, he's such a nice fellow. And so that's good. I knew that movement was underfoot to get a cemetery closer. Thank you for that report, Gene. Number six, discuss and take action to appoint or fill the expired terms of the Emergency Service District Boards numbers 1 and 2. And it's my understanding we need to appoint and or reappoint 3 members to each board, and that each appointment we do today would be for 2 years. I'm going to recommend for ESD number 1, Kenny Southwell be reappointed, Brian Jones be reappointed, and that Gig Wade be the 3rd appointee. Gig Wade's a retired fireman, is that not true?
I know him well.
Okay.
I think he retired from Richardson.
Okay. And then for ESD 2, it's going to be my recommendation that we keep Mr. Gaston DeBerry III, Kenny Hankins, and Tommy Whitaker.
I agree with that.
And I think we make those appointments as stated, we'll keep everything running in the right direction. Is anybody...
Motion to approve the names listed.
Second.
Okay. Motion and a second that we name to the ESD number 1 for 2-year terms Kenny Southwell, Brian Jones, and Gig Wade. And as I understand it, Kenny, you're the current chief.
President, yes, sir.
President, all right. And that for ESD 2, Gaston DeBerry III, Kenny Hankins, and Tommy Whitaker. And Mr. DeBerry, you're the president of that board.
Yes, sir.
Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes 5-0. They take care of you, fellas. Okay, good deal.
Thank y'all. Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank y'all
thank
for
you.
Serving. Yeah, because it's not fun. It doesn't pay.
Well, Ocean County has come a long way in the firefighting and rescue. I'm
yes. Sure.
Long ways. And it's still going good.
How close are we on the Army?
We'll finish it at the grand opening probably in February. Okay. But it'll be finished here in the next 3 weeks. Okay. And we'll have a grand opening on that new station. And a lot of good news. We bought them a new fire truck. It's a rebound from a lot of grants. We got $625,000 fire truck grants. We've been fighting for and got them. So we're going to make some moves on some new equipment. So.
Thank you.
Well, I sure appreciate y'all. And we appreciate you, Ms. Ross. People don't realize it. Couple of things. Ms. Ross's day doesn't just end the day the ESD boards meet, and she does a lot of their bookkeeping and their budget, and we thank you for that, Ms. Ross.
Does a fine job, too.
And then I want to give Kristen Colson a little credit back here. Every time all of us are off, she's normally here. And then calls me and says, you got to come up here, we got to do the agenda. And so there's a lot of people, and including the people I'm looking at, I guess everybody here is not on a 24-hour day job for law enforcement, road and bridge, and our courthouse JP, Judge Potter, and the emergency district fellows, so we appreciate it. Yes, sir.
I would like to add one thing here, too. Diana, first thing off the bat, they bought a brand-new tanker truck, and they've got a second tanker truck rigged out now, and they built a brand-new fire station 2 years ago. New Mountain has just received a new pumper truck, and they have got land donated, signed and sealed, that they're fixing to start building a second fire station in ESD2.
Yes.
So things are rolling. You certainly got a good man right here with that ESD1 I've known for a long time, and they got a great board. So Upshur County is well represented, and I'd like to brag on our sheriff, too, and his deputies. They are there on fire calls, any kind of call that we have. A first responder call assisting the ambulance. If they see that it might be in kind of a rough area, they're there with us, and we really appreciate him and his staff.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Well, is everybody all lit up and glowing now? Ready to phone home. But I really do appreciate you guys.
Well, we appreciate y'all.
I didn't realize how hard it was until I had a couple of guys near the end of their terms. I can't do it anymore. I just had it. All right. Number 7, discuss and take action to make a nomination to fill the vacancy on the Upshur County Appraisal District Board of Directors for the 2024-2025 unexpired term. When is the deadline on this, Kristen?
January 25.
Well, I mean, the last day of January, we've got to do it today.
No, we don't have to do it today. It's the 25th of January is when it's due to them.
Okay.
So we have to appoint by January the 15th.
All right. Well, either we do it today or we're really going to have to next time.
I have nobody that willing wants to do it right now.
So who?
I don't have anybody willing that wants to do it right now. So
I talked to Brandon Dodd and visited with him, and Brandon is looking at a couple of folks that he's talking with. But he said he'd get back with me, but at this time he hasn't got back with me.
So we need to push it.
Huh?
January the 15th court.
Yeah.
Push it.
Well, this vacancy's open, as y'all know, because Mr. John Usher died, and they're going to have a hard time replacing him.
Good guy.
He's such a good guy. CPA, the whole deal.
Yeah, he was also part of the Upshur County Republican Club. He was their treasurer and CPA, and they're in a tither also. So his life was going to be missed.
You want a motion to push it to the 15th, or just let it die on the table?
I say we can just skip it, I guess. Whatever y'all want to do, it's one of the five. You want to sort of a table it?
Yeah, table it, sorry.
Table.
Motion to table.
Second.
Motion to second. We table the appointment of the appointee to fill the vacancy to the UCAD until the middle of January meeting. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes. That's now tabled. It'll be on the agenda again on the mid-January meeting. Number 8, here's from Road and Bridge Administrator with an update on county roads in each precinct. Mr. Stegall, how are you today, sir?
Feeling pretty good.
How did our roads hold up in the rain?
Decent. We had a couple of small issues. They're being addressed. A few trees down. But for the most part, We did good. We did good. We're doing just routine maintenance right now, taking down trees, fixing potholes, things of that nature. Do have something that at a later date I need to get with you and discuss. Perhaps Mike would be there with me. I have a little issue coming up in Mike's area that we need to talk about. But overall, I think everything's good. We're working to complete out the last of the work orders for the year. We're going to be real close to having that done by the first. So start the new year out with a bang.
Will we be re-topping some more roads this coming year?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And you have to wait for prettier weather to do that?
It's got to be a little bit warmer. Yes, sir.
45 degrees in Idaho.
Yeah. So we hope in early this year the rain's not here.
That's what Packers last year had. Had a long rain season.
Yep. We really need to start in early June if we can, if not before that. But when it rains that far, it makes it real hard to do.
All right. Number nine, discuss and take action to seek bids for road and bridge materials, i.e. petro, road oil, plant mixed asphalt, culverts, crushed gravel, and riprap rock.
Must they have this one?
Is this the time of the year we normally do this, I swear?
Yes, sir.
Well, this ought to be a no-brainer. Won't be any harm in asking for bids for all those aforesaid materials. I hope we can get as much crushed gravel. Is that what I call caliche? As possible. I know that stuff's expensive. It seems
yes,
like it stays when you can't afford to use it.
Yes, sir.
Take a motion on now.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Most in the second that we seek bids for road and bridge materials, to wit, gasoline and diesel, road oil, plant mixed asphalt, culverts, crushed gravel, and riprap rock. Any further discussion?
I have one question, Judge.
Yes.
What is the deadline you're going to request for the bids to be in?
I haven't looked it up yet.
Yeah. Not for sure.
I think it's early February that their contracts run out.
Okay.
I believe that's right.
Okay.
Middle of February.
So you got to go now.
Yeah, I was thinking you need to go out pretty soon. And then, if you wouldn't mind to get the auditor's office a copy of them so we can look at them. I know you're going to make a recommendation, but we'd like to look at them as well.
Yes, ma'am.
That's it.
Did we vote?
No.
Those in favor, please indicate. Motion passes 4-0 with Mr. Nicholson abstaining from participation. Number 10, discuss and take action to declare a list of road and bridge vehicles and equipment as surplus items and approve proper disposal of those items. Mr. Stegall?
Yes, sir. Would like to have an auction to see if we could recoup some money so I could purchase some newer equipment.
Okay, well,
are you going to stay with Hawkson Air Express?
Yes, sir.
Have you looked at going through Purple Wave?
Not yet, no, sir.
Because why I say that is me and Jay, about 2 years ago, sat down with them a long time at school. Their outreach is so much greater than equipment share that you might be able to get more funds back to the county because they reach a larger margin, even overseas and everything else. Because Hawkson Air Express is a good company, but they're kind of based as more like county auctions, and Purple Wave can open you up to a bigger market of construction companies, people overseas, and different things like that.
Okay, very, we'll check into that.
Yes, sir.
Do you have a list of the equipment that you're interested in? Could I get a copy of that?
Yes, ma'am.
I placed it in one to Linda.
Oh, did he give one to Linda?
Uh-huh, okay.
Question on the John Deere tractor that's on here, is that the one that keeps milled together in mine for mowing and stuff?
No. That's a John Deere tractor that's been here since before I started. It's all past wore out.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Milling wire.
That's 25 years.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Majority of the stuff on there, y'all, I don't have to go into detail with.
Is there scrap metal on here also?
No, sir, it's not on there. It's separate. We're just gonna continue to do like we did last year and truck it down to Jennings or it's the best place to go with it.
Yeah, I just asked you to reach out to Purple Way.
Not a problem.
See some other resources that might get us
we'll see
bigger money on return. In which we still got Machineries of Texas, which did the Mahindra's for us.
I was gonna ask you about that.
Yeah, but I think Purple Way has a bigger reach that might get us some more money.
Some of this stuff's pretty big ticket dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're gonna sell.
There's a few things in there that are.
Yeah. And Purple Way, you can set a reserve. If you wanna set a reserve on anything, that way we don't lose out.
Well, we don't, all of these are paid off, basically, correct? There is nothing, I don't see anything on here. So anything would be, but if you want to set up.
That's his department, but I kind of sometimes like reserves.
Yeah, I agree.
The ones I've seen are pretty wore out. Ones I've looked at, bad shape.
Understatement.
I make a motion that we give Road and Bridge the authority to auction off the equipment that is mentioned in this list.
Second.
Motion and a second that we declare that the items on the attached list, that I'm going to write surplus list, May 12/30/2024, be approved for disposal for sale or auction. And so that's now up for discussion. And what I want to ask is, do y'all want Mr. Steghall to talk to one of you guys or let us know who it is we're actually going to go with? And you're just leaving that up to Mr. Steghall.
I trust him, buddy.
Well, yeah, I do too. It's not that, but I mean, do you want?
To my vehicles, okay. What he feels with.
So no. What y'all told him today was just something y'all would like for him to consider.
Yes.
He tells about this test. Okay, that gives you a clean bill of health, too.
Thank you, sir.
And Phil, when you get the money from whomever the auctioneer is, if you would keep me in the loop, because what we'll have to do so that you have the money in your budget is we'll have to do a certification of additional revenue so that we can transfer money to his budget so he can use it. And I would say use it this fiscal year. It doesn't roll over.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. I'm going to sign this so Kristen can find it. Okay, since we've chopped through the ESD board issues and we don't have somebody yet in mind to replace Mr. Usley, I see really no need to go into closed session. I know y'all are all broken up about that. No closed session today. So, what I would suggest is we go ahead and vote to adjourn. And then I'll shake down Lever to what's going on, if y'all want to hang around a minute and see. But there's no use keeping the meeting open, is there?
He reached out to me and Jay and told us that if he didn't make it in time, he would reach out to us.
So we'll take a motion on 13.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned. Thank all y'all for coming.
Thank you all.